WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach with me, Ann Kennedy, and my business partner, Jillian Music, co-founder of Moz. Together, we are serial entrepreneurs at Outlines Venture Group, helping online companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. You can find out more at outlinesventure.com. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning, Ann. I am so excited today. I have the CEO of one of my favorite companies on with us, and I'm pretty jazzed.
Yeah, me too. Laura Weintraub is CEO of the world-renowned digital marketing agency Aim Clear, which has been on Inc. Magazine's 500 and 5,000 lists for fastest-growing companies every year since 2011, the year Laura joined the company as COO and general counsel. Since she took the helm as CEO, revenues have doubled, while the company size grew by slightly more than a third. Furthermore, Aim Clear has been named one of the best places to work in Minnesota three times. Welcome, Laura.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here with both of you.
Oh, thanks for joining us. We're pretty impressed, so we have a mutual admiration society going here. But seriously, I'm really impressed with the growth that has taken place under your watch at Aim Clear, and we're hoping that you will talk about that expansion, about your processes, and the things that have helped you make this company so successful.
Awesome. I look forward to it.
But first, can you tell us a little bit just about what Aim Clear does for our listeners?
Sure. We're a marketing agency with a focus on digital. We do everything, every piece of the puzzle from, you know, website development all the way down to traditional PR and everything in between, everything from social to search, SEO. There isn't a piece of the pie that we really can't handle. And our newest exciting venture is now into programmatic buying as well. So we're excited about what the future holds as well.
Awesome. And so what specifically is your portfolio as CEO? I know that might seem like a self-evident question, but I'd love to have you walk through what it is you do specifically at Aim Clear.
Sure. My role at Aim Clear is really to take the burden off of our marketers in terms of all of the back-end stuff, the contracts, the basics of running a company and managing people and managing processes and managing vendors and things like that, so that the focus for our marketers is really getting clients what they need, when they need it, and being at the forefront and the cutting edge of what's going on out there in the industry.
So we often call that giving them all the tools and toys they need to play at the top of their game. And I think that's what you just described.
Exactly.
Right. Quite brilliant. So a lot of what you do is business functional stuff, but I think you're also part of strategic planning. Do you want to kind of address how that works as well? You don't just sit around making contracts, you know?
No, I don't. No, it's a lot of really digging in, really understanding from a financial perspective where we're making money, where we're where we need to improve efficiencies, and really challenging the team strategically across the board of making us better every single day. And that comes from like very informal things to, you know, overall budgeting process and making sure that every piece of the puzzle is answered and understood by every member of the organization. One thing that's been really important to me for Aim Clear is that we really make business people out of our entire company, and each person understands their role in the success of Aim Clear. And we've made some incredible strides, especially in the last year, of really digging in and making sure that everybody knows their role. And so for me, it's about empowering the team so that they can really own Aim Clear.
Yes, that makes really good sense. So as you work through that, you actually touched a little on corporate culture. If your role is also in communication so that every person understands their role in making the company's success, then what you have is a group of people working toward a mutual success rather than individuals who are merely, you know, rewarded with, verbal kudos at meetings or bonuses or whatever it is, so that it doesn't become kind of a dogfight among the employees, but rather a collaborative effort. So tell us a little bit about the corporate culture over at AIM Clear. How do you establish it? How do you hold it?
Really, the founding foundation, and if you come into our offices, what you'll see is that, especially at our headquarters in Duluth, it's focused around a huge kitchen, sort of like a dinner party. And that's sort of been our theme across the years, is coming in, we have different conference rooms and different areas, couches and things like that, so that when you hold a meeting, it feels like you're comfortable at home. You can put your feet up, you can, you know, grab a snack out of the refrigerator or whatever, and we find that that really fosters a lot of creativity. But that only goes so far, because the reality is if you're not listening to your team members and really fostering that collaboration, you're not going to get the results you want. And so from the very beginning, what we focused on is making sure that no decision is made in a vacuum or in a silo. Haven't always gotten that perfect, but the reality is that one of the reasons we're not a virtual company is there is an incredible energy that comes from the synergy of everybody being in the same room, of the teams working together, and just everything we do, the way the offices are set up, is really to foster that collaboration so that everybody feels supported and so that we get the best product possible to our clients, because it's been seen and touched by several people who are just the ultimate experts in their area.
So I would agree that companies that are virtual have their advantages in cost saving sometimes, and in certainly getting excellent partners to be part of it, even if they're not local. But there are huge challenges with it. Anne and I see that in some of our portfolio companies. And yeah, this concept of a synergy that is very strong when you're in person and it fosters collaboration is an interesting concept. So kudos on having kind of supported that, both physically with the environments that you build so that the office is comfortable, and then, of course, enforcing that so that the people who work with you and for you understand that that's their goal. So you talked a little bit about making decisions in a vacuum. Can you give us an example where you got it right and an example where you went, ooh, we got to do better next time?
You know, it's really easy to just, especially as a CEO and everybody's really busy, for me to, you know, just, oh, this is the way we're going to handle this particular client or this particular vendor. And the reality is sometimes or often our team members have incredible relationships that we can leverage, that we can tap into. And so making sure, for example, before we send out an ad campaign, that not just creative has touched it, but also other areas, you know, how, even if it's not a search campaign, if there's something else, how are we making sure that we're putting out everything in a much more holistic way? Where I haven't done it well is when I've just said, you know, this is the way we're going to do it, and I forget that people's emotions are tied to a particular outcome or a particular decision, and that hasn't worked, whether it's been, you know, cutting out a lunch and learn or, you know, deciding not to do a book club or things like that, where, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't think that people necessarily are that impacts them, and then I get feedback that, you know, that was actually really important to us and we wish you had come to us and we could have found a better solution.
Right. So I guess your counsel is ask the team. I often talk about the fact that it's the busboy that knows whether the recipe for peas is any good, because the cook keeps cooking it and the maitre d' keeps seating people and the waiters keep serving it, but the only one who scrapes it off the plate is the busboy. And that's
exactly
the
right.
Yeah. Peas were any good or not.
Well, that said, we need to take a break for a few messages from our sponsors, but we'll be right back with Laura Weintraub on CEO Coach.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. Conversion Conference, the Can't Miss CRO event of 2016. Join over 750 people from dozens of countries gathering in Las Vegas, May 18th and 19th, for the biggest industry-wide conversion event ever. Four parallel tracks of top content will allow you to personalize the exact topics that you want to focus on. Interact with expert speakers at informal networking events and birds of a feather lunch table topics. Meet dozens of leading CRO companies face-to-face in the expo hall. Get hands-on with pre-conference workshops and master classes. Join us for fun activities such as zip lining and Tim Ash's after party in the presidential suite. Oh yeah, did we mention that it's in Vegas, baby? May 18th and 19th, Conversion Conference last year sold out fast, and it's expected to sell out again. So don't miss it. Go to conversionconference.com for details right now.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy with Jillian Music, and we're talking today with Laura Weintraub, CEO of Aim Clear, a very successful, fast-growing digital marketing and PR agency. Laura, your agency has had some pretty big growth with you at the helm, especially the year you became CEO in 2013. I noted from the figures that you shared with us that your employee base doubled that year. So what were the drivers and challenges in such expansion?
Well, we were very fortunate, you know, the founder, Marty Weintraub, and our other people who were out on the conference circuit were really hitting it out of the ballpark that year in terms of bringing in new clients and bigger clients. And so that was a big part of the driver of it. You know, in terms of managing it, that was certainly a challenge, and it continues to be a challenge to manage that growth because we're actually pretty conservative about how we grow. You know, we don't buy the computer until we've hired the employee, and sometimes it's not until the day before they show up, and then we have to look to make sure there's a desk. So just being really careful not to get too far out ahead of ourselves as we project. I'm very conservative in projections in terms of hiring. And as soon as we feel that we can, you know, support another hire, or in the case of that year, several additional hires, you know, we go out and find them. I know a lot of agencies staff up in hopes of work, or they staff up for a short-term project. And one of the philosophies we've always wanted to have is that hopefully we never get to a point where we have to say we don't have enough work and we have to lay someone off. So that's the other side of that coin is, of course, that puts a lot of pressure on our amazing talent here, because oftentimes they're working harder and more hours and things like that to sort of manage it until we all feel confident that the client base has stabilized at the new higher level and we have identified exactly where we need the talent, as opposed to just sort of guessing where it might be before we get there.
I can really relate to that, having run my own agency for 17 years, that seemed to me the essential conundrum of running an agency is, particularly in a new and evolving area such as search and social media and digital, is how do you have enough staff to service the business that you attract, and how do you have enough business to support the staff, as I've seen you call them sometimes at AimClear, the amazing people that you hire. And it seems to me that you maybe have touched on a more specific way of solving that conundrum, certainly more than I feel like I did. And perhaps it's the conservatism that you suggest is how that works. What kind of advice would you give other companies who are facing that kind of growth?
I would say first, really trust your team to do the great work that they need to, and empower them to give whatever tools they need. And sometimes that was buying pizza, you know, when they worked late because we had a client in Australia, and so they were working much different hours. And really, it's being ready in terms of financials and really understanding what's needed to add each employee, so that you know as confidently as possible that what you have is needed, or what you need is where you're headed. And you know, it's really enticing and sexy and fun to go out and, you know, buy a whole bunch of new materials and new equipment and all of that, and really all the way down to, you know, our office manager and all the way up to our CTO, every single purchase is identified as how are we really going to use this? How are we going to monetize this? And how does it really impact the culture and the client? And when we've answered all of those questions, then we all feel confident in moving forward. So it's understanding, you know, how each decision impacts the overall health of the company.
That is makes such perfect sense. And I keep going back to thinking, does your history, as your previous experience as an attorney, help you think more in this way than some of the creative types who are surrounding you in an agency?
I think that's absolutely true. And I know one of your themes is also sort of the wizard and the tactician. And I think that's exactly what you need in an agency, especially a creative agency. And certainly my law degree, I was very, you know, focused on in my private practice on, you know, litigation and, you know, business processes and things like that. But the other piece is that I was also a partner in that law firm. And so I learned a lot about running a business from other lawyers who maybe had a bigger focus on business law. And that's where a lot of our conservative comes from at AimClear, is that whole prospect of seeing other businesses go out of business because they leveraged instant success instead of looking for long-term success. So they would take out bank loans for, you know, the newest, latest, and greatest, sexiest technology when they didn't really need it or they couldn't afford it. And so certainly seeing other businesses fail in terms of being their lawyer or being, you know, on the other side, you know, one of their creditors or something like that, certainly taught me quite a bit about making sure that every decision we made made financial sense.
Yeah, it sounds like having a ringside seat at these proceedings kind of would give you you were very observant and came away with some good observations. Let's turn for a moment to the role of mentors. And what do you find? You mentioned to me once about mentors upwards and downwards and a 360-degree mentorship. What does that mean?
To me, it's a really exciting thing that I believe is somewhat unique at AimClear and just sort of in my life. The reality is that I came from a very structured place in terms of, you know, what type of law I practiced. I certainly wasn't, you know, familiar with advertising agencies or running a creative agency or anything like that. And so I've been mentored upwards from people that we've brought in from agencies, from other places in the country, from larger organizations, from smaller organizations. And I make sure that I take the opportunity to learn from them and that they can mentor me. For example, 17 years of law practice, I never once gave or had a performance evaluation. Our staff wanted, you know, a more formal performance evaluation process. I had no idea where to start with that. But I had people in my company who had come from other places that had very structured performance evaluations. And so I just said, teach me, tell me what to do, mentor me in that. And so it's from the first person who comes in, you know, at the lowest levels at AIM Clear, I meet with them and I say, you are the most important person in this company right now because you can teach us things and you see things because you have clearer eyes than we do. And so challenge us about what you see. If you don't think we're doing it the right way or you wonder why we aren't doing it a different way, challenge us. Don't assume that we have all the answers. And that's a great way of mentoring. And we've learned amazing things from some of our entry-level employees. And then, of course, there's the formal mentorships and then the mentorships just in terms of talking to other, you know, leaders. You know, Jillian's been a wonderful mentor to AIM Clear over the years, and so have you, Anne, and other business people, you know, in my community and in my network, and just leveraging them when I have a question or just, you know, how do I proceed with this or how should I be thinking about, you know, the next steps for AIM Clear. All of that networking matters, but just understanding and really looking for the opportunity that every person you meet can mentor you in something, I think is really exciting and important.
That's a really exciting concept, mm-hmm. that every person can teach you something, every person you meet. I like that a lot. And thank you for the most gracious shout out. You know, it's been our privilege.
Yes, it has. An honor and a privilege. So on the thought that every person can teach you something, we're going to take a break here at CEO Coach and listen to the words of wisdom from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising? Or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? I'm David Ogletree, president of WME Training. Did you know that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average? At WME Training, we can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking today with Laura Weintraub, CEO of the marketing and PR agency AIM Clear. So as we kind of recap what's going on here, certainly you've had quite extraordinary success over the months and years and have landed on the Fortune, on the Inc. 500 as well as the 5,000 fastest growing lists. We know that it's easy to be on the Inc. 500 fastest growing when you're very tiny because, you know, doubling $100,000 a year is one thing. Doubling it when you get to 500 and a million and then 5 million and 10 million, that's quite something different. So we recognize the value you've added to the corporation and the growth that you've seen over the time. One of the things that you talked about as being critical to the Aim Clear philosophy and culture was around how you build your offices, putting, if you will, large kitchens in the middle and rooms and pods and spaces around it to provide people the kind of comfort to generate ideas, conversation, and interaction. I thought that was very valuable to CEOs who are thinking about how they're going to put their offices together. And of course, that only goes so far. So engendering the kind of an environment where it's not just one person against the other, how much did you sell or serve or do, but rather we collaborate and serve our customers as a group and we succeed or we sink as a group is a really important corporate culture element. So those things, again, for those CEOs listening who are just coming up to that fast growth stage, it's important to think about how your culture will grow over time. And then you talked about a great number of things in segment two. I was hoping that before we close up here, you could provide a number of tips from some of what you talked about, perhaps, but some things we might not have touched on. What would be your hottest three tips or four tips for the CEOs and the C-level executives who are listening today?
I would say number one, really embrace the 360 mentorship piece, because the reality is that if you've hired well, if you've followed, you know, the Jim Collins, put the right people on the bus, that piece, you've got people in your organization who know more than you about certain things and leverage that and grow from that. So number one, 360 degree mentorship. Second, I would say transparency. I think that it's really helped the culture of Aim Clear and the success of our employees individually and as a team to really understand the impact they personally can bring to the success of the company. And as a part of that, that builds their brand as well. So transparency. And then third, I would just say, do your best as CEO, especially if you're managing growth, to find a way to be calm. It's really hard, and there are days that I white-knuckled it and that we all white-knuckled it because it was so exciting and every event seemed amplified, and just finding a way to take a deep breath, step back, analyze every decision so that you really feel like you're making, you know, a really informed, wise, long-term decision for the company.
That's absolutely brilliant. So I'll just recap here. I think what you've said is embrace that 360 mentorship. If you put the right people on the bus, you have the people you need to mentor you and each other very well. Transparency is important, and you must reinforce the value of all your employees. Let them grow personally and professionally. Let them build their own brand. And finally, find a way to keep calm and carry on, right? It's going to be a rough ride. And everybody breathe.
Exactly.
That sounds like Anne's rules of survival.
Yes, it does.
We
yes,
did a show, on, those
another
couple...
show entirely on that concept. So quite That's true.
Rule number three is remain calm, or try to remain calm until everybody else comes to their senses.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got about a minute left here. I'd love to have you tell us, I bet you'd like to give a shout out to some of the volunteer organizations you support. I know you have a long history of volunteer leadership. Do you want to tell us a little bit? There are two in particular that I noted. One was the Human Development Center and the other was the DRCC.
Right. These are both two organizations that are dear to my heart. The Human Development Center is a community mental health facility or organization located here in Duluth that provide mental health care on a sliding fee scale for those who otherwise couldn't afford it, in addition to providing care for those who have insurance coverage. But it's a whole philosophy of making sure that the whole community has strong mental health, and it's not just about therapy. It's about, you know, educating and being available and being in the schools and things like that. So that's you know, been at the heart, my heart, for almost 20 years. And DRCC, also, you know, group homes for people with mental and physical disabilities. Just they do such amazing work. And what both organizations do is really value their employees as well as the clients they serve. And I would encourage anybody who wants to be a leader to really delve into the organizations like this in their own communities, because I obtained amazing and intense leadership training for free. I mean, I had never really understood financials until I served as treasurer for one of these organizations, and then I had to learn it. So these are great opportunities for people who want to take on leadership roles and want to be involved and want to impact their community to get really free training.
That sounds really good. So what you're really saying is leadership training can be had free of charge by serving nonprofits. So dig in.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And with that, we're going to have to call it to a close. Before we do, Laura, thank you so much for being with us. Could you tell us how people can reach you if they have questions, either about your company for its services, but also perhaps about some of your wisdom as being a CEO?
Oh, well, thank you both so much. This has been so much fun, and it was a great opportunity to sort of organize my thoughts about being a CEO. So thank you. And certainly anybody can reach me at my email address, laura@aimclear.com, and I'd be happy to talk to them.
Excellent. Thanks so much again for joining us. That's it for this Monday morning at CEO Coach. We'd like to thank our producers at webmasterradio.fm for their continued support. You can download these shows through webmasterradio.fm, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and so many other places around the web. You can find links and more at our Facebook page at facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Stop by, hit the like button so we know you're out there. Tell us what you'd like to hear at CEO Coach. We'll try to address it next time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jillian Musig with my partner, Ann Kennedy. And you can find out more about how we help companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at outlinesventure.com. Till next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.